For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Kevin Reed here with senior linebacker Cole Sorby. And Cole, the defense has played really well this year, including Saturday at Mary. What is the secret sauce? What are some keys to the defense being so good this year?
Part of it is just we have a very veteran senior-led group. I mean, guys that have played a lot of ball over the years and good leaders throughout, all levels of the defense. So that experience just really helps us on Saturdays.
And I mentioned Mary on Saturday, 4 net yards rushing on the day, only 3 first downs in the second half, 6 sacks. Team now has 20 sacks on the season. It doesn't seem to matter who's out there. Everyone is contributing to this defensive effort. Is that right?
Yeah, that's true. I mean, we pride ourselves on stopping the run and the contribution throughout. I mean, it's a props to the fact that we have depth throughout the entire defense. And, we really stepped it up in the second half against Mary there. We knew we weren't really getting the job done in the first half like we would like for our standards. So that was a good thing for us.
And as one of the senior leaders on this team, how do you handle that role on defense? You mentioned you're, veteran laden, but as a senior and a leader, how do you handle that role?
I mean, you take it a step at a time. It's an honor to be considered a leader in this group, especially when there are so many guys that have stepped up and made themselves leaders. So, having a voice and saying how things go, it's a big deal to have that respect from people.
You did lose several key pieces from the defense last year, but you had several back. Talk about working some of those younger players in and how they've done.
Yeah, they've done really good. Losing guys like Zolli and Colby Wadsworth and others, those are big shoes to fill, but I think our guys have done a great job stepping up with, guys like Marcus Hansen, Ricky Thompson, Cade Barrett. Those are all guys that have done great and worked hard to be where they're at, and that success has showed up on the field.
This game on Saturday against Mankato, I'm sure, has been circled on many calendars, at least mine anyway. Yeah. Talk about coming in here against the Mavericks, two top 10 teams. What are you expecting from this game?
Like you said, two top 10 teams. When you get a game of that magnitude, it can be real easy to get lost in the external factors. Noise from media, from family members, and it kind of comes back to focusing on ourselves, focusing on what we can control. It's going to be a great game. They're a great team. They're going to try to run it down our throats and really stop us on our offensive side with, how explosive we can be. So, it just comes back to fundamentals, executing on all three phases of the ball, and just getting it done.
On top of the magnitude of the game in the national and playoff picture and conference picture, it's going to be homecoming. How special is that going to be?
It's always special for us at homecoming. We want to get in that lake. That's a big priority for us on the season and this week. I've had one time in my career where we didn't get in the lake, and that's one of the worst feelings ever. So we're going to do everything we can to make that happen.
Let's talk about you off the field a little bit. Do you have any off-the-field interests other than football? What do you do?
This past summer, I took up golf with some of my roommates, got into that a little bit. So that was a really big thing for me this summer. I like to spend time at the lake, out on the boat, and this in the wintertime go snowboarding and stuff like that. So outdoors as much as I can.
And what is your major?
I'm exercise science.
And what do you hope to do with that after graduation?
So with that, I'm exercise science and then a minor in business administration. And I actually plan on going into sales, maybe medical sales, insurance sales, something on that side of it. So we're kind of taking that route.
And to wrap it up, let's look back to when you first came to Bemidji State. What made you decide to come to Bemidji State, and how have things gone for you over the years?
I came because I came on my visits. I came on homecoming, saw that whole tradition. And on all my visits, whenever I talked to the guys, did the player panels, there was just a true, genuine feeling, a brotherhood bond. And I love that. I love Coach Bolte, everything he had to say. And, it's panned out exactly how I thought it would. And I've not a single thing I regret about coming here.
Cole, thanks for your time and good luck.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.